This radio station, 2CA, we're celebrating our 80th birthday in November. And we're going to roll out the 80 greatest hits of all time. I'm just wondering, I know it's a big call for you, but a few of the songs that you would consider to be some of the greatest songs of all time.
Wow, that's a hard to do. Let me think. I don't know how far back you go in years.
Well, we go back 80 years.
We go back.
But, I mean, we've had nominations like Hey Jude.
I would put like Nat King Cole, When I Fall in Love. That's one of my very favorites.
Love that.
Yeah. What about an Elvis song?
Trying to think off the cuff now. What else do I like?
What Elvis song would you choose?
When I'm in private, because I do rock and roll for a living, so when I'm in private, I tend not to listen to rock and roll because then you want to break from it.
Okay.
So I tend to do like Bob Dylan and Jackson Browne and Tony Bennett and, you know, all different kinds of things, because it just takes you away from your job a little bit.
Because there's so many classic songs. Like, I was chatting to a friend last night and I said, oh, what's your favourite Susie Q song? And someone said Can the Can, and then another...
The favourite of mine, and I think in Australia this would probably be very true, is Devil Gate Drive. I think that's the one that people... go. You know, I certainly can tell from, I mean, Can the Can's the first one, so of course that's always going to be important, but when you're talking about reaction, when you put that song on, that's what does the trick.
Yeah.
And the new single, Strict Machine, from the new album, if you listen to that, I don't want to give it away, but if you listen to that, there's a little nod in there to me. You'll have to hear it. It comes towards the end.
And
it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek of me.
You know,
that's a Goldfrapp song.
Oh, okay. Well,
we're pretty sure, Mike and I, that they might have gotten just a little inspiration from me.
Well, we all get inspiration from you. I was inspired this morning. I was singing Stumbling In, because I literally stumbled in at 5 o'clock this morning. But Susie,
that's one of the evergreens. That's a favorite all around the world.
Yeah. Oh, it's Stumbling In. I love that song.
It's a good song.
I can't wait to listen to every single song on your new album. I just it's very, very different to anything that you've done before in the spotlight. And I'm really particularly looking forward, as I said, to listening to Singing With Angels, because every time I even say that, I get goosebumps.
That's so nice. You know, I've heard that from so many people. It must have something, mustn't it?
It does. It's got a...
And it's always goosebumps that people say. They get a little tingle.
Talking about it before, I got these goosebumps up both sides of my arms, and they went all the way back up my neck.
Isn't it strange? It is quite a spiritual song, and like I said, you're not the first one to have said that.
Wow, there you go. Listen
so
to
I don't
it.
Think I say it on stage when I do the song. I don't think I wrote it alone.
Oh, no. I think I must
have been a little bit inspired by somebody up there, you know.
Susie, pardon me. We've got to wrap it up. Unfortunately, you are here on the 24th of September. That's not far away, at the Royal Theatre. I believe you're going to sign some copies of your CD.
Oh,
yes. I just heard that from my publicist lady. I think I'm doing a few in-stores when I'm there. You know, you have to do that. I did that when I did my book, too. You know, I had some theatres booked out to do the talks and all that. So, you got to go meet the people and sign the stuff.
Well, you'll be meeting our friend Froggy at Songland. She is exclusive to Songland, actually.
Right.
If you do want to get one of Susie's albums, you've got to be there to get it signed. It's probably a once in a lifetime thing. I mean, how often are we going to bump into Susie Q? Come on, let's get real.
Let's do it.
But I'll be down there to meet you, Susie. So I'll pop down and say g'day. And I just can't wait. I just want to listen to Singing With Angels right now, Greg.
Yeah, you have to, you know, listen. You're going to love it. I'm really proud of it.
I can't wait.
It's the album people have been waiting for me to wake for quite a while now.
Oh, excellent.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
And we'll see you when you're in Canberra.
Okay.
Bye, Susie Q.
Bye.